Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape.
JEQ celebrates 50 years of Quranic excellence and the new dawn with a host of events, programs and activities during the Week of the Quran from the 30th of November to the 7th of December at the JEQ main campus in 13th Avenue, Scowcrow. Join us for some exciting art and calligraphy exhibitions and workshops by world-renowned master artists and calligraphers from Turkey, Egypt, South Africa and China. The Week of the Quran from the 30th of November to the 7th of December is proudly presented by Jamiyat al-Qurra in partnership with AXA, OCAF SA, Safia and Fusion Events. For more information, visit our website jeq.co.za.
صوت الألفيات
Voice of the Millennials with Yasin Kibi Igniting the Youth.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Voice of the Millennials with myself, Yasin Kipi. Now, it's been an interesting few weeks. We've been looking at, of course, the Week of the Quran with Jamiyat al-Qura, 50 years of Quranic excellence. And we ran through, you know, the program that will be taking place, the arts exhibitions, the calligraphy workshops, all of the various initiatives, of course, the Khatam al-Quran, the tamats that will be taking place on the 30th of November and the 1st of December. All of this looking at the legacy of the great Quranic teacher and of course scholar Sheikh Yusuf Bulli rahimahullah ta'ala, and but all of this will culminate in a very special program that will take place on the 7th of December, that being Saturday the 7th of December at the Dawn Mountains venue in France Hook. And we are very honored to have the owner of Dawn Mountains with us, of course in support of Jamiyat al-Qura, and also the chairperson of Jamiyat al-Qura, the treasurer of Jamiyat al-Qura, and of course the main organizer from Fusion Events. Let's start with him. Assalamu alaikum, Nizam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah, it's on a very windy Friday evening.
Absolutely, especially in Salt River. People don't realize the struggle that actually takes to get into the building. We also have, of course, Sharif Abbas with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Yasin. And, you know, we in total support with Mahmoud Surti and his wife and Dawn Mountains. And we specially came through to be here tonight so that we can be in his company. We love his company. We love what he's doing in the community. And it's just great to be around him.
Well, we love your company as well, Mr. Sharif Abbas, of course, and Mr. Mahmoud Surti. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for coming.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I'm not much of a speaker, but I'll do my best.
your accent's not to Cape Town, but you've been here for 8 years, I believe. Tell us about coming to Cape Town and Dawn Mountains. Just introduce us to
I was residing in Australia, in Brisbane, in Australia for 16 years. I immigrated there in 1995. I'm from Newcastle in KwaZulu-Natal.
Yes.
And you want to know how I ended up in Cape Town? I don't even know. I'll have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I'm here because he brought me here. I had no intentions of coming back.
But the idea behind Dawn Mountains, where did that stem from? And tell us about Dawn Mountains.
It just evolved. I don't know. It was never ever planned. Mm-hmm. So I bought the one farm, and I was going to put a musalla for travelers so that they could stop and make salah and carry on. And the farm across the road came up for sale, and the guy kept on pestering me to buy it.
Okay.
And it looked like a pretty good venue, so I did some homework. And the Muslims don't have a place to go to have quiet time in a fully halal environment.
Yes.
So I decided, well, why not?
Yeah, and France Hook is a perfect place, upon the path to many different places. Nizam, tell us about the connection now between Jamiyat al-Qura, perhaps Mr. Abbas as well, and Dawn Mountains.
Yes, Yasin, it's all what I call takdir. It's absolutely takdir. We, for some reason or the other, we linked up with Mahmoud Surti, managed to get onto his farm, and this year being the 50th year of Quranic excellence with Jamiyat al-Qura, You know, we were eyeing that, you know, we have to do something major in 2019. And if you look at the program, Yasin, there's a multiplicity of events that is taking place.
Yes.
But the crescendo, the highlight, the final capping of, you know, this entire week of the Quran is going to be at Dawn Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had a tagline, 50 years of Quranic excellence, and we had some other tagline. But after I went on to Dawn Mountains and I realized that the play on the word Dawn Mountains is so magnificent, and, you know, our new pathway into the future, what we aim to do in terms of all the programs and infrastructures that we want to do at Jamiatul Qura, I thought, in the presence of Mahmoud, I said, you know, the tagline for this celebration is going to be 50 years of Quranic excellence and the new dawn, with all the programs that we're wanting to do. So you asked me, how did it come about? It's absolutely ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why I believe that there's a lot of barakah in the strategic alliance. I call it the strategic alliance. When we sat down with Mahmoud and we started articulating what we are all about, Mahmoud said to us, you know, but that's exactly what I want to do. I want to serve the community. I want to give back. You know, I've, you know, enjoyed my life. I've worked hard, and now it's the time to give back. And Dawn Mountains is about giving back. And we a testimony to that fact, because he's given us this venue absolutely for nothing, for the sake of the Quran. Alhamdulillah.
Well, I must say, he's a bully.
Now, Nizam, can you take us through what will actually be taking place on that day, on the 7th of December?
So, alhamdulillah, I mean, so a number of programs will be happening from the 30th of November all the way through to the 7th of December.
Mm-hmm.
One in particular that is of utmost importance for Jamiatul Qura as an organization is that of the Tilawat of the Quran,
yes,
because that is what Jamiatul Qura is about. And this particular Tilawat of Quran will be started on the Thursday evening after the evening of remembrance at the 13th Avenue campus of Jamiatul Qura. Sheikh Dr. Ahmad Naina will be opening and starting this tilawat of the Quran
inshallah
on the Thursday night, inshallah. And it will run throughout the night, through to the Friday, with the young ladies who would continue the tilawat of the Quran, and up to the Saturday morning. Then all the focus and attention moves to Franschhoek and to Dawn Mountains, particularly on this magnificent picturesque Salahana on a lake. It is a beautiful setting. I promise you, it is a marvelous setting where the last half of the 30th Juz will be recited from 4 o'clock on that afternoon, inshallah, and completed at the time of Asr Salah. And alhamdulillah, we have arranged for the Voice of the Cape to be broadcasting live from that particular setting on the 7th. And the completion of the tilawat of Quran will be done at Dawn Mountains at Asr time, inshallah. Then we will have something that is very exciting. It is just for people and the guests to roam the spaces within Dawn Mountains, admire the beauty of the space, and also admire the beauty of the art exhibition that will be taking place at this venue. And then the banquet itself will be starting, inshallah.
So, I mean, it's obvious that Dawn Mountains is a special place. Over this past 8 years that you've been there, what has it become for the community of the Cape Town Muslim community, etc.?
I've been here for 8 years, but I only own this particular piece of land for 2 years and mm-hmm. 10 months now.
Okay.
And I've been at it 7 days a week, 12, 14 hours a day to get it to where it is right mm-hmm. now. There's a lot of other stuff that's going to happen over inshallah. The next two years, inshallah. And really, I don't know whether the sanctuary is the word, or it's a place of peace, and it's just a magnificent piece of property. If you walk on it, you won't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
That's how nice it is, and it's fully halal. There's no liquor, there's no pork. It's for Muslims.
So it's a place that anyone can go to for as a resort for holiday? How does it work exactly?
Yeah, well, we're going to get accommodation eventually. We have a guest house that is reserved for our wedding patrons and conference people. The focus mainly on Dawah. We hope to have a Dawah office and Imam on site, inshallah. And the focus on the Salah Khana, where people can stop and make Salah at any time of the day or night. And we also want to we wanted to open a restaurant, and I hope we do that, inshallah. But mm-hmm. it's going to be a difficult task because I'm not a restauranter. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. Time will tell. Allah will decide, inshallah.
And in terms of directions, I don't know if anyone wants to give directions to the actual place. Many people might be traveling that way. How do you get to Dawah Mountains? Is there any...
if you are on the N1, mm-hmm. you've got to take the exit number 47, which is Klapmuts, Stellenbosch, Wellington. Once you take exit 47, at the stop street you turn right. At the second set of lights you turn left. 9 kilometers on the left-hand side is Dawah Mountain Farm. It's quite easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a beautiful space, and it's a tranquil setting. Really, when you walk through the gates of Dawah Mountains, you're just overcome by the beauty that surrounds you. You forget all the stresses that goes through the daily life. And it's a wonderful space, and engaging with Uncle Mahmoud over the past couple of weeks and months, the thing that always comes to the forefront is that it is a space of da'wah. And in actual fact, when I was at the space a couple of weeks ago, I saw the hearse standing there. I inquired about the hearse, the janazah vehicle.
Yes.
And Uncle Mahmoud was explaining that this service is given free of charge to the community of Wellington, of Paarl, and even for the community of Cape Town if it is available. And this is the kind of individual that we are interacting with, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. What's the inspiration behind this whole thing, if I may?
No, the inspiration comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, it does.
Yes.
Everything that we have done there, my children and I, has only been Dawah focused. So if you ask me what was the blueprint and where's the plan, there was no plan, and there still is no plan. So whatever comes to mind, like we were approached by this bully, I called him, and we are so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not him, but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing these people to our doors and mm-hmm. and wanting to have it at Dawah Mountains. And It's aligned with our thinking and what we are all about.
Absolutely. Well, is there any final words before
you
break?
You know, Yasin, I just want to say that you know, the event itself is virtually sold out. There's one or two tables left, and there's about 10 or 15 tickets or 20 tickets still left. Mm-hmm. So those people out there that still wants to buy tickets yes. for this particular event, which is the 50th celebration of Jamiatul Qura. But that's not where I want to end. I want to say that beyond this function, you know, we'd also like to see the profiling of Dawah Mountains and a lot of people from Cape Town. There's almost 800 people that will attend this function. Mm-hmm. And it's intended that they will go back mm-hmm. and be ambassadors for this event, mm-hmm. for this venue, Dawah Mountains. And we'd like to see yes. that the broader community, you know, for their weddings, for their functions, that, you know, they come and support those individuals and those organizations such as Dawah Mountains that support the broader community. So that is a very important thing for us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I know the website is www.dawahmountains.com, and during office hours you may contact the number. Do you want to give the number?
Yes.
Of course, 079-786-2010. That's 079-786-2010. And we look forward to being there, of course, next of course on the 7th of December, broadcasting live, and to see, inshallah, the great works that do come from Dawah Mountains. Inshallah, wish you all the best.
Inshallah, jazakallah khair.
And inshallah, Nizam, do you have final words?
Yes, so in concluding remarks, we'd like to invite the entire community of Cape Town to be a part of this Week of the Quran. It is a multifaceted event. We're going to have international master artists. We're going to have some spiritual programs like the Qasida Burda on the Wednesday evening. We're going to have the evening of remembrance and a dhikr on the Thursday. And we're going to have the Jumu'ah happening on the Friday, inshallah. And then also there will be some educational programs. Already a number of people has booked for the Quranic methodology workshop that will be taking place, and also there's an integrated model of Islamic education, and we have some dynamic presenters on the day. All of these these educational models are free of charge. Mm-hmm. And we invite the community to be a part of it, particularly those who are in the educational space.
Absolutely, that's really amazing. It's something that we can all benefit from, and that will take place, I believe, at the main campus on 13th Avenue, Skaapkraal.
Yes, inshallah. So that will be at the main campus, 13th Avenue, Skaapkraal. Very easy to find. And also, if anyone needs additional information about any of the projects of the Week of the Quran, it's very simple. Go to the website www.jeq.co.za.
Okay, well, shukran so much, Nizam Abdul, of course, Mr. Sharif Abbas, and of course, Mr. Mahmoud Surti, for joining us, and we wish you all the best, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.